Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I have the joy and privilege of praying you through the Bible verse by verse. We're in Deuteronomy chapter 22, and it's a longer chapter, so I'm going to do verses 1 through 15. And this is in the World English Bible. It says this: "You shall not see your brother's ox or his sheep go astray and hide yourself from them. You shall surely bring them again to your brother. If your brother isn't near to you, or if you don't know him, then you shall bring it home to your house, and it shall be with you until your brother comes looking for it. And you shall restore it to him. So you shall do with his donkey, so you shall do with his garment, so you shall do with every lost thing of your brother's, which he has lost and you have found. You may not hide yourself. You shall not see your brother's donkey or his ox fallen down by the way and hide yourself from them. You shall surely help him to lift them up again. A woman shall not wear a man's clothing, neither shall a man put on women's clothing, for whoever does these things is an abomination to Yahweh your God. If you come across a bird's nest on the way in any tree or on the ground with young ones or eggs, and the hen sitting on the young or on the eggs, you shall not take the hen with the young. You shall surely let the hen go, but the young you may take for yourself, that it may be well with you and that you may prolong your days. When you build a new house, then you shall make a railing around your roof so that you don't bring blood on your house if anyone falls from there. You shall not sow your vineyard with two kinds of seed, lest all the fruit be defiled, the seed which you have sown and the increase of the vineyard. You shall not plow with an ox and a donkey together. You shall not wear clothes of wool and linen woven together. You shall make for yourselves fringes on the four corners of your cloak with which you will cover yourself. If any man takes a wife and he goes into her, hates her, accuses her of shameful things, gives her a bad name and says, 'I took this woman, and when I came near to her, I didn't find her in her the tokens of virginity,' then the young lady's father and mother shall take and bring the tokens of the young lady's virginity to the elders of the city of the gate." Mind if I pray for you? It's an odd place to stop, but there you go. Lord, thank you for these rules of living within a community. And a lot of these don't necessarily pertain to us today, but there are some principles beneath them that I think are super important, especially about the first part of this passage, about being kind-hearted and taking care of things. And if you see someone drop a 20 on the ground, that you pick it up, you follow them and hand it to them. Lord, this is the summation of the golden rule: do unto others as you would have them do unto you. So Lord, open our eyes to that particular golden rule today, that we would look for times and hope for times where we could do good to those all around us, to take care of nature, to love and nurture what you have given us. Lord, we are stewards. We are merely stewards of all the things that you've given us, Lord. And sometimes in this complicated world, it feels like too much. And so, Lord, this is kind of a deviation of prayer, but Lord, for those who feel like there's too much on their plate right now, Lord, we live in a buffet culture where we just pile things on our plates and we can't even eat all of it. And Lord, help us to look at our lives like a plate, that maybe if we add something to it, we need to take something off it. Otherwise, the plate will break or overflow. So Lord, give us balance of life. Help us to find Sabbath every single day and help us to honor you with our choices, that we're not running around or burning out for you, but that we have good life-work balance. And because of that, Lord, and when we have that, and when we're not stressed out, then we can serve other people. We can follow the golden rule. We can look for opportunities to help and serve others because we're not pressed in by our tasks. So Lord, thank you for that. And I trust you that you will help me and you will help us to prune back that which needs to be pruned. Lord, I also like this idea of putting a railing around a roof. And having been in Israel, I know that these are flat roofs. And so if there's no railing around, you could just fall off a roof. And so again, this is why we need to contextualize scripture, because I don't need to do that to my roof because no one's walking around on my roof and my roof is steep. There's nowhere to stand on it. But the principle behind it is, whatever you have in your life, if there is something that could cause someone harm, put up a boundary around it. Help them to know that that's a harmful thing. And so, Lord, I don't know what that looks like for my friend listening today, but I think your spirit will bring to mind something, and I trust you to do that. Thank you so much for your word. Thank you that even when things are difficult to understand, you are still on your throne, and there's always something golden to take from your word. I thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to support the podcast, if you feel led by the Spirit to do so, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. Thanks so much and have a great day.